You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
In an action-packed first half, the Stags' early lead was nullified by Winchester, who then put the pedal to the metal to take a 3-1 lead. So we start the second half, Winchester City 3, AFC Totten 1. Welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Benjamin Rees alongside Doug Webber. Oh, well, firstly, not the best first half on the pitch for the Stags. Secondly, somehow it's getting even colder.
Okay, so I'm shivering already, which does worry me, Benj, because there's still a lot of this game to go. No, on the pitch, not been the best first half for Totten. A little bit kind of defensively disjointed, and I think they will be aware quite how disappointing they were in that first half.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Dan Sackman would have said at half time, but I can imagine that it was pretty pointed.
Just having a little look here, and it is going to be a change. Lewis Waterfield has made way and Jack Masterton has come on. Interesting change.
Not... So I think what's happened is they're shifting Callum Bourne into his more natural position of right back and adding Masterton to maybe get an element of control in that midfield space.
Yeah, just a bit more composure maybe to the base of that midfield. Well, it'll be interesting to see whether it's a masterful move or not, but we shall see.
I see what you did there.
I didn't actually... Yeah.
So the second half gets underway with a long ball for Craig Feeney to chase down by the right corner flag, but it's going to go out of play for a goal kick. I'll give you the lineups for both teams. No changes for Winchester. Philpott in goal. McCormick, King, Nolan, Flukes, Douglas, Feeney, Barron, Bentley, Baumer and Malambo. For AFC Totten, Lewis Noyce in goal. We've now got Callum Bourne shifting to right back. Ben Jefford at left back. Medway and Olamiwa as centre-backs as Kasimu chases one on the left wing. Opportunity perhaps to try and get a ball in, but Sam Griffin's not ready for the cutback. Jack Masterton is now in the midfield alongside Freddie Reid and Jordan Ngala with the front three of Shaq Gwengui and Sam Griffin behind Hisham Kasimu. Here's Bourne, of course, who's now switched over to that right-back position. Dan Sackman being proactive to start this second half, of course. Not key, obviously. He wants to try and change things, send a message to some of the team, and also maybe provide a little bit of a tactical shift, perhaps. Philpott's kick out, looking for Feeney. Feeney flicks it on, but Medway gets it downfield to Ngalo. Ngalo tries to play a ball over the top of the defender.
It's dealt with well, though. That's very well dealt with that.
Ball downfield. Olamiwa heads it more up than out. Not quite sure how I got those two confused. Here's Ngalo, and he's got a little bit of space to work with, playing one in front of Griffin. Now Griffin cuts onto his right, drifting one in towards the far post, headed and just wide.
Oh, I thought that was in.
So did I. 409 being announced as the attendance, which is very good for Friday night football here at Winchester. And I'll tell you what, I think there's a reason they like these Friday night games, because they're up for it. The crowd are bang up for it. And Taunton just seemed like they didn't have their rhythm in the first half.
No, they didn't. And I would not have liked to have been a fly on the wall in that changing room. I think Dan probably would have given them the riot act. But we shall see what the change of bringing on Masterton does, but also the words that have been had.
And Garlow plays one over the top. Just doesn't quite fall for Kasimu. Bourne tries to come in and pinch it, but he slips a little bit. You can see the ground is getting a little bit whiter where the frost is crisping up on the grass. And Masterton wins it at the base of midfield. Olamiwa clears it. Winchester get an opportunity to put another ball downfield. They're looking for Feeney. He's got in behind Waterfield. His ball in is not going to threaten anyone as it goes behind for the goal kick.
If you are in the pod bean, you will see that Ben Rocky Adams has put a little message in to say that AFC Tottenham Sunday have their Hampshire Cup semi-final against Christchurch, this Sunday. It's 10:30 kickoff at Testwood Rec, weather permitting, of course.
And at this time of year, that's always a...
Yeah, definitely. But if you are in the area on Sunday morning and the game goes ahead, do go and offer the Sunday team your support.
And of course, if you want to have more, you want to have your say on what's going on at the club, then you can come and visit the AFC Tottenham Fans Forum on the Friday, the 28th of January. Here's a long ball downfield. Strong header clear. It might find its way to Gwengui on the far side, but he can't bring it under his control, and eventually it's put out for a throw to the hosts on the far side.
Not much of note in the first first 4 minutes of this second half, but I think we need to see a real reaction from Totten, and it needs to be fairly quick, doesn't it? Because they need to really show that they can get back in this game.
The first half started at a breakneck pace. You did say it would be a surprise if they were able to keep it up the whole way. The second half seems to, doesn't have that same sting in the tail, probably because Winchester have that 2-goal lead. And they know that they can just frustrate a little bit here. But of course, Tottenham defence can't sleep, because we've seen that Winchester can hurt them.
We have also seen that N'Golo has been able to find a couple of little pockets of space in the early stages of this second half. So hopefully that will be able to link that midfield to that attacking three, who at times were a little bit isolated.
Griffin plays a 1-2 with Jefford on the near side. Goes to N'Golo in the centre, being harried a little bit by Malambo, but just can't make his way through two Winchester players, and he wins the free kick.
Yeah, again, not a great deal within that challenge on N'Golo, but free kick given and an opportunity for Tottenham to keep hold of the ball.
And they're looking for Gwengui down the right-hand side, but there's too much on it and he can't keep it in. It feels like it's been that sort of day, just they haven't had those connections that normally you would just, they'd be there in the blink of an eye.
And The front kind of six players for Tottenham have at times been telepathic this season in their communication. And yeah, it's not quite clicking at the moment. But that's the great thing that Jack Masterton offers, is his creativity to find that pass, to keep hold of the ball when he knows there isn't a pass on. And that decision making hopefully will help that situation.
It's a weak goal kick, but Winchester are able to deal with it. Clear it downfield. They're going to look for Malambo here. His header keeps it inbounds. Bentley turning, trying to switch play across the field. Tottenham defence scramble to organise themselves. Bauma shoots, and it nearly made its way to Feeney at the back post, but the bounce was slightly awkward and over his head and out of play, but that could well have been four.
Yeah, had that bounce have been kind of the normal bounce that you would expect, you would fully have seen Craig Feeney, you would expect to see Craig Feeney tuck that away. So, again, a let-off there, but kind of Mother Nature helping a little bit.
Griffin not able to keep the goal kick in play. So a throw in to the host on the halfway line on this near side. There's a floodlight pylon right in front of us. It's going to be McCormick who's in position to take this throw.
Interesting. Very vocal referee tonight is... we've got the names of them.
So no, often the team sheets we've provided list the names of the referees and the assistants. We have not been given that information tonight.
But whoever the referee is, he's very vocal, which I like. I like to be a ref myself who has a conversation with the players.
Aha!
We've magically been provided with information.
Here we go. I'm just going to hand this over to you because you've got the torch.
We're just having a little look.
Yep.
40.
Well, once we've worked this out, we'll get it back in play.
Adrian Harris.
There we are.
Adrian Harris, who is flanked by Anthony Cross and James Curtin.
Long ball forward. Decision's gone against Winchester here. They're not happy about it. But the referee has made his decision.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't actually see what happened there, Benj.
No, neither did I. Maybe just a little clip of the heels or something in midfield.
Yeah, it was met with quite a response, though.
Marston takes the free kick and he plays it out to Bourne. Another 1-2. It's Bourne again. Trying to get an early ball into the area. Big head through it by Douglas. Reed. Slightly loose control on that touch. Ball falls for Malambo. Malambo's got an option downfield. Bentley has the ball nicked away from him by Griffin for a throw. A lot of times when the players have got under the ball, it feels like the ricochets have fallen Winchester's way and they haven't fallen Totten's. And that's no disservice to Winchester, who have played very well.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it sometimes it's felt like it's that sort of game of it doesn't sound like it's going to be our night.
But if you let that get into your head, then you cause yourself all sorts of problems as Lewis Noyce is off his line to collect that ball and he's putting it quickly downfield, looking for Gwengui. Gwengui can't quite, he's pulled back there, surely.
That should
and
be a booking.
And the official were in no doubt about it.
There's only one covering player there. If that player isn't there, that is the denial of an obvious goal-scoring opportunity, and that should be a booking. Referee hasn't booked a player, but in my opinion, and I can only say my opinion, there should have been a booking there. Sorry. High horse. I've just jumped down, don't worry.
Hey, no, this, you are a qualified referee. I am not, so... Referee is just pacing out the wall. Masterton, of course, has that delivery of that quality of delivery from the set piece. Came on at half time. He's standing over this, going to be delivered with the left foot. High ball into the area, looking for Olamiwa. Punched acrobatically behind for a Totten corner.
I saw that Griffin was hiding behind Adi Olamiwa there, and Malambo had to make a really late run to try and get anywhere near Griffin there, and Masterton was looking for those two players at the back post.
And now the opportunity from the corner again to provide some problems for Winchester from the set piece. Reed puts his hand up, delivers the ball in. Referee's seen something that he's not happy about in the area there. He's calling a couple of players over, I think, just to hash it out with them.
Just heard Harry Medway go, "What is he doing?" Clearly not happy with the actions of his opposite number.
And there's been a big dramatic wave of the hands saying no more of that, please. So Reed will put another ball in. Towards the centre of the area. Gets a punch on it. Philpott in a crowded box. deflects off a player, and then the clearance ricochets off Medway's head behind for a goal kick.
Not sure who had that shot, maybe Sam Griffin, but it looked like it was going goalwards, but it was cleared away.
There's so many players around that goal line, it's difficult to find a way through.
There's not many gaps between him and the goal, but he was able to manoeuvre his body into a position where he could get the shot away, but to no avail for AFC Tottenham, and they're going to need things to turn their way shortly.
Philpott will take the goal kick here. Medway wins the header. Oh, it's a missed kick on the clearance. Oh. But thankfully for Winchester, Douglas is there to recover. Bourne tries to head it downfield and Garlow wins it. And he goes back to Bourne. Now on Garlow. He's seeing more of the ball in the second half.
And you mentioned the pitch getting whiter. You can definitely see that it is starting to freeze up.
That's a heavy challenge from behind on Kasimu. And Kasimu wins a free kick.
This is in a good position here. You would have expected it to be a Jack Hoey special had he have been on from that position. But, of course, we've got Jack Masterton, who's also got a great delivery. And he's moving him forward by a couple of yards, which is also good news. So it is in a shooting shooting position.
Very much in a shooting opportunity here.
But whether Jack Masterton has the pace on the ball to get it up and down quick enough from that distance. There's plenty of Tottenham players in the box, though.
Referee pacing out the wall 10 yards. They've got potentially N'Golo on the edge of the area if they want to play the free kick short. But Masterton stands over with his left foot, right side of the penalty area, in towards the centre of the box. Missed kicked again on the clearance, and it just doesn't quite break. Originally, it was over the head of Medway. But you can tell it feels a little bit like now Tottenham are ramping up the pressure.
Yeah, an opportunity there for Griffin, but it was squashed very quickly.
Jefford goes to Bourne, trying to find Gwengui on the right flank. Lovely little touch. Now on the overlap, trying to surge forward is Bourne. Bourne's ball into the area is deflected, and it's going to find its way comfortably into the gloves of Philpott.
Great persistence there from Callum Bourne, though. And that's what we like to see. The touch at one point looked like he had lost control. Just gets there and shows that drive and determination to get into the box and get the ball in. But it's fallen into the keeper's hands and it's not tested Philpott at all.
It's taken a little bit of time, but Tottenham are really warming up into this second half now. And Garlow brings the ball down on the halfway line, looking to play one with the outside of the boot for Griffin. But it's cut out. Appeals for a free kick there. Going Winchester's way.
He's not even touched him. He's not even touched him.
I will say that I feel like some of the free kicks have been on the softer end, but I think the referee has kind of been consistent in what he's given.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? You can really see the style of football that the referee wants to see in a game that he's refereeing. And we've seen other referees earlier in the season or at other times. I'll break here.
Opportunity from range, not going to trouble Lewis Noyce.
Yeah, I think it was Jamie Barron, the captain, shooting from range there. But yeah, we've seen referees who have let loads play, but the referee seems to have good control on this game on the whole.
Yeah, tempers haven't necessarily frayed too much as they can do. Missed kick potentially from Medway, but there's offside flag is up on this near side.
I think it's against Malambo, but he's got his hands in the air saying, "What's that about?" There's no. Yeah, I don't think he was interfering with play, but the flag did go up very early, which is different to the laws of the game as recent. But we will look. The assistant referees made his interpretation.
Long ball forward nearly worked its way all the way through to Gwengui. On the clearance, Malambo gets his head to it. Jefford tussling with Feeney. Feeney's going to emerge with the ball, coming in towards the byline. Feeney tries to drift the ball in, but Ben Jefford blocks it behind for the corner.
And there's hand signals galore there from Ben Jefford. Not sure who they're in the direction of. Maybe Harry Medway to try and get that ball away. But you can sense the frustration. But here's this is what I was saying in the first half. You've got Freddie Reid coming right out onto this near side here. Nowhere near where the corner has been taken for Winchester. You've got Shaq Gwengui and you've got Hish Kasimu there. And so we can just see Andrew Hanley getting the substitutes board ready.
So the corner's drilled in. And it must have taken a final touch off a Tottenham player because it's another corner.
That's nice to see. I think it was... It was Robert Flukes just giving a high five to Sam Griffin because I think it was Sam Griffin's head who... I think it was from his head that they were able to get that ball out of play.
So another corner in towards the back post, headed onto the bar by Winchester and behind for the goal kick. Wow, that was close.
That was Flukes yet again with that opportunity. I think it's going to be Jordan Rigette to come on. It looks as though it will be Jordan Rigette. Who it will be for, I'm not sure. We're just going to see the board. It's going to be number 10, which is Shaq Gwengwe.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't necessarily seen Shaq have his best game today. He's just found it difficult to get that sort of rhythm that he needs, perhaps. So Jordan Rigette's going to get just under half an hour here to try and make an impact in this game, and which we know he has the quality to do.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just rising to my feet here just to try and get a bit more blood to my feet, get them moving, because the toes are, well, I think they're icicles now, but hey-ho.
I think mine have dropped off, to be honest. Masterton wins the header in midfield. Malambo's going to try and trade this one down the right sideline. He's kept it in bounds. Medway comes across to cover, gets his body in the way. And it's going to be a corner once more to the hosts. And this is dangerous because the last one very nearly ended up in a goal.
You can see why Simba Malambo has scored so many goals, can't you?
He's a menace.
He is. He's quick. He's in those places that you're not expecting to see him. He's coming out to those wide roles when he's not being involved in the game, dragging out the central defenders, moving and just causing confusion in defensive areas.
So the ball's delivered in from the corner towards the back post and over everyone and out for a goal kick.
Yeah, that's not going to be challenging anyone, apart from Lewis Noyce, who's having to run out to go and get that ball.
Good opportunity for him to keep warm.
Very true, yeah, with those short shorts on and short sleeves from Lewis Noyce tonight, which, well...
Rather him than me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Here's N'Golo, has it in the middle of the park. Rigette's making a run. He's going to try and find Rigette on the edge of the area. He's got it. Rigette, shot is blocked. Appeals for a handball from Winchester players. N'Golo tries to work himself space on the edge of the area. It's bobbling, but into the hands for a comfortable save in the end.
Yeah, I think Philpott was a little bit lucky there that it did bounce up into his midriff because had that have stayed on the deck, I'm not sure how quickly he was getting to the ground. But yeah, as you said, in the end, comfortable save.
But Rigette getting involved instantly pretty much after coming on. That's why Dan Sackman made that change. Keeps the ball in nicely there. Masterton gets his head on it, looking for Kasimu downfield. Ball ricocheting around the middle of the pitch at the moment. Medway once, twice, he heads it into the feet of Rigette. Can't quite turn it around the corner, but it's come to N'Golo.
Yeah, a lot of involvement for Jordan Rigette, and it's great to see. He's a very, very talented footballer.
Winchester now trying to play it out. They've got a little bit of space to do so, going back into the centre of defence. Flukes goes across to the far side where he finds King. King's ball downfield, well headed by Medway. Medway? Why do I keep making that mistake? Olamiwa. It's cold. My brain's not working. That's my apologies.
No, that's fine. We'll let you off.
Medway looking to cut out the middleman there, but Winchester all over it. A lot of head tennis at the moment. The ball's just ping-ponging around the middle of the park. Appeals for a free kick by Winchester, maybe saying that Olamiwa was a little bit heavy in the aerial tussle.
There's nothing in that. He's come to win that header. And the Winchester player has just stood still and he's gone down so heavily. Not enjoying seeing that, but hey-ho. And it's going to be a change for Winchester.
Yeah, their first substitution of the day. Patrick Nolan coming off to be replaced by Ollie Griggs.
I was a bit slow with the light there, wasn't I?
It's all right. I'm on it. I'm on top of it. So just under halfway through this second half, still no goals yet in this second period, although Winchester did hit the bar with a header from a corner. So they still lead AFC Tottenham 3-1 here.
If you are listening on Podbean, make sure you're getting the link shared on social media. It would be great to get some more listeners in the room.
The ball into the box is headed on, but headed behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, not challenging Lewis Noyce's the frame of Lewis Noyce's goal there. He's trying to get everyone up now. Looks like it's going to be launched high into this cold Winchester air.
And it is cold, let me tell you. Have we mentioned that?
Oh.
Malambo on the deck as they're trying to find Craig Feeney in behind. The official's flag went up early, but I think that looks a pretty clear-cut decision to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he just timed his run. He was a little bit early with it. Interesting seeing him in this wider role. Not where we saw him earlier in the season for us. Interesting role for him, but he seems to be making it his own.
Marston tries to charge down the clearance and it falls to Jefford. Jefford now trying to turn it around the corner, looking for Reggett. Winchester trying to shepherd it behind. Reggett's putting the hustle on and he's actually able to get the ball to Jefford, who's put a ball in. Headed out just about. Reed can't make it stick. Now Marston tries to get it forward, but it's only half cleared. Malambo on the halfway line lays it off. Now Winchester time. Turn to flood forward, but Medway's going to cut that out all over it. And Olamiwa going to bring it out of defence, looking for Hisham Kasimu. But those balls over the top, they've been cut out every time by Winchester. This time they're trying to get another runner in from deep in Warren Bentley, and it's put behind for a throw by Totten. Those long balls, which are so often an outlet for many sides, for Totten, as they are for a lot of sides, Winchester have been all over them this game.
Yeah, all the time. And it's frustrating, and you can see the frustration etched on the faces of the Tottenham players.
Malambo tries to get cute with a little back heel on the edge of the area. It's cleared, looking for Kasimu, but they're actually going to play it all the way back to the goalkeeper in the end, our Winchester. Kasimu puts a little bit of a chase on. Philpott slips as he takes the kick.
Not for the first time tonight either.
No, and it's not a surprise with the ground getting very icy now. Clearance is hoiked up in the air. Not away yet from Winchester. Playing a long diagonal, looking for Feeney.
That ball really is holding up now on the icy ground.
Jefford clears it downfield. Managed to find Reggett. Reggett's trying to use that pace to get in. And actually, no-nonsense defending in the end by Douglas, who comes across and boots it out of play for the throw. And he had to, because Reggett had beaten his man for pace. McCormick was left in the dust.
Yeah, he's a very, very quick man, isn't he? Once he turns his wheels on, he really can hit a high gear.
Jefford with the throw.
You might just be able to hear the two of us just starting to chatter in the teeth department. We will try and keep that off the mic.
Malambo nearly nips in there to win the ball, but it does fall Totten's way. Kasimu doesn't quite time that run. Doesn't necessarily have that link with Jefford so far this game. Goes all the way back to Masterton. He's looking for Reed.
Yeah, that's better now. Masterton starting those attacks off, but loose touch there from Bourne and it's gone out for a throw.
Totten struggling to adapt to the icy conditions here, both on the pitch and in the crowd from Winchester.
And it looks like we're going to see the introduction of a Mr. Brett Williams.
Here's Kasimu on the turn, trying to get past his man Douglas. He's managed to stay on his feet. Still Kasimu cutting it back in the area, and eventually they're just about able to cover and get it out of play. But that was good for Kasimu. The first time we've really seen him drive forward.
Yeah, definitely. But he needs to get that ball away. I think he had an opportunity to play that ball into the box, and maybe the players were surrounded and didn't see that as the best option. But look, decision-making needs to be correct now with less than 19 minutes left to play in this game.
So Reed with the corner. How they would love to repeat that corner goal scoring form from the Lymington game. In towards the centre of the box. Heavy punch away from Philpott, the Winchester goalkeeper. And now they're trying to spring it on the counter. But N'Galo has done well to win the ball back. Now he's gone out to Bourne on the right-hand side. And Bourne's just going to play it back to Masterton. Masterton now looking for the diagonal over the top. trying to get Freddie Reid on the overlap. Cleared downfield. Jefford keeps it in play. And they're going all the way back to the goalkeeper, Philpott, now.
You do have to wonder whether the referee is going to have to make a decision at some point on whether this game can continue. If it continues to stay icy like this, if it's getting to the point where it's going to endanger the player's safety. But this is an interesting change, and this really shows attacking intent.
Yeah, this is... I think it's very clear what's on Dan Sackman's mind at the moment as Freddie Reid comes off to be replaced by Brett Williams. And a very attacking change that is. And we're going to get another change as well for Winchester. They're bringing off Ollie Balmer, who scored their third goal, and he's replaced by Ollie Bailey.
Yeah, Balmer, dangerous player, but he hasn't done much in this second half, so can understand that change.
Brett Williams hasn't had a huge amount of playing time as of late, but if he could get a goal or two here, that firmly puts yourself in the manager's thoughts.
Yes, most definitely. So, I do have the winning
50-50 ticket number. Your winning number today. Clearance from Winchester, charged down.
Ball pings off and hits a player, fan on the shoulder, met with a little bit of mocking from his friends.
Rightly so. 1-6-2-5-9. Winchester trying to play it out of defence. Looking for Bailey, who's only just come on, but tussling with Medway, can't get free, and it's out of play for a throw. Medway throws it back to his goalkeeper, Noyce. He's got Bourne free at right back.
Born free.
Free as the wind. But the ball forward out of play into the Winchester home dugout. Throw into the hosts here, and just over 15 minutes left in this game. And Tottenham, must admit, the moment don't necessarily even look like pulling one back.
No, they're going to need the eye of the tiger in order to get into this game, because they really need the fire in their belly to ignite this cold night. And a two-goal deficit at this stage in the game, that's with 15 minutes to go.
It's a tough ask, but
it is a tough ask.
Hey, if you want to prove your worth as champions, these are the sort of games where you need to find something within you and come back and turn the tide in your favour. You look at Froome, we were two goals down to Melksham. He pulled it back, and then Melksham went ahead, and then they were able to nick an equaliser in the 93rd minute, 94th minute.
Yeah, that's very true. Seeing Griffin drop really deep for this attacking throw for the home side.
They put the ball in, flicked on into the gloves of Lewis Noyce. Jordan Rigetts off to the races, and that's where Lewis Noyce is looking.
I love that reference. That's brilliant.
And now Rigetts has to track back. Ball over the top is well cut out by the Tottenham defence. Ben Jefford looks for an option infield. He's got Masterton. Masterton finds N'Golo. Tries to lay it out sideways.
Brilliant. That's well out of the back there, and that's all come from Ben Jefford.
Griffin keeps it in play on the right-hand side. Looking for Kasimu. Lays it off back to Griffin. N'Golo. Trying to put one over the top here for Rigetts. Rigetts tries to bring it down on the chest. Just about keeps the ball. Pokes it round the corner. For Jefford. A corner at the back post, they're available. And he very nearly was able to produce a bit of utter magic to put it in the back of the net.
He had to leap into position there, into action there, Philpott. Oh.
Philpott's not the tallest keeper, and maybe that was in Raggett's mind as Williams slides in, doesn't win the ball and concedes the free kick.
Yeah, he's behind the player. He's just trying to hook it round, and it was a 1 in 100 challenge that. But Williams was not going to win that ball many times, but just relieves the pressure there on Winchester slightly, that foul.
Fluke's scorer of the second goal for Winchester stands over the free kick, and he shapes like he's going to boot it downfield and then just plays it short. They've got a player in a little bit of space now. The captain, Barron, trying to tussle past Masterton and N'Golo on the edge of the area. Bailey looking for Barron. Nice little 1-2, but Noyes is quickly off his line to scoop it up before they can let him in. And again, you're seeing players charge downfield, looking for that long kick out from Lewis Noyes. Ricochets to Jefford. He finds Williams.
Brilliant triangles again from Tottenham there, but it's not in the areas that we need.
Here's Jefford. Nice ball central, looking for Williams, but Williams loses out to Douglas. Douglas trying to shift phases of play very quickly. Noyes is way off his line, and Noyes puts it out of play for the throw.
And Harrison Reed just in front of us. The second voice ever on Stags Radio. Did the co-commentary with AFC. AFC Stoneham, but he's here watching, which is interesting.
Throw in taken short. Bentley, high ball out to Malambo. He's gone towards the left wing, chopping up against Bourne. Said he's going to play it back. Now the cross comes at the second opportunity. I think the flag was up for offside, but Lewis Noyes catches it anyway, and he wants to get it started quickly. Looking for Kasimu. Header on it, but it's only going to fall to Brett Williams. Williams charging forwards. Williams from Reigns. Shot palmed away. Kasimu on the rebound. Brilliant running. Just charged into it. The defender, I think maybe Douglas, because otherwise would have been 3-2.
Oh, that is driven so hard. How they've kept that out, I will never know. More luck than judgment, I think.
Hey, you get your bodies in your way. If you just make the commitment to get the bodies in the way, sometimes things will fall into your lap. Williams really tested Philpott from range and it just wouldn't quite fall immediately to Kasimu. The corner's drifted in and it was looking for an option at the near post in Medway, but it's headed behind for the goal kick.
Yeah, change of corner taker there. Jordan Ngalo having a go with Reed off the pitch there. Preferring the in-swinger to the out-swinger that might have been provided by Jack Masterton there.
And now we're going to see the final change for the hosts. So both sides have now made their full selection of three substitutions. Warren Bentley comes off, scored the equaliser for Winchester all the way back in the early stage of the first half, and he's replaced by Max Smith.
I wonder whether there are a few extra people that might have joined for the second half here, because it is looking like a really good turnout here.
Yeah, 409 was the announced attendance. And given the atmospheric conditions...
That's one way of putting it.
It's ruddy cold, lads and lasses.
Yeah, if you are listening from the comfort of home, you're one of the lucky ones.
So Philpott's going to take the goal kick. Once more, he falls over as he takes it. Comes off Olamiwa's head, and Ngalo plays it first time. He's been able to get it into the path of Griffin. Griffin looks to put an early ball in for Reggett, and Reggett's touch is a little heavy, and it's behind for another goal kick. But Tottenham really beginning to push to begin to cut into this Winchester lead.
Yeah, 10 minutes left of this game, and can Tottenham do the almost impossible, or it would seem on tonight's showing? But Jordan Reggett has looked really lively since coming on, and look, maybe staking his claim for a starting position with one more game left of Ethan Taylor's suspension.
This is comfortable for Olamiwa to cut out, and he's playing a ball for this time Griffin to chase down the right-hand side, headed back to the goalkeeper by Winchester. Good calm defending there under a little bit of pressure. And once more, Philpott takes the kick deep, and he's fallen over again.
It's getting towards double figures, I think, Benj.
It is a little bit. So he's made a number of phenomenal saves, especially given that he's not the biggest goalkeeper.
No, yeah, very true. Yeah, Charlie Philpott, a very, very talented goalkeeper of the highest order. And I know he's held in very high regard here.
So Feeney tries to bring it down on the chest. A little bit of interplay. Barron hooks it high downfield, but this should be comfortable for Lewis Noyes. You're seeing Reggett just begin to go down this left-hand side. That is where he's looking, but Lewis Lewis hasn't got enough on that one. The header is only going to fall to the feet of Ben Jefford, though. He's got a little bit of time, a little bit of space to pick the pass now. Going back into defence to Olumiwa.
Yeah, just a bit behind Olumiwa, but he's able to collect it and launch it long.
He's looking for Kasimu, and he tried to trap it with the outside of his foot, but just didn't get the control right. Maybe just slightly misjudged the flight of the ball.
Yeah, frustrating again, frustrating.
Playing the ball into defence. All the way back to Philpott now. Kasimu hasn't given up the chase. And Philpott's clearance is going to stay in bounds on the far side.
Just seeing, just being told in my ear that Charlie Philpott is actually a Welsh international footballer for futsal.
Interesting.
So that's, and I think it's a fairly recent signing as well here at Winchester. Oh, last season, sorry, I've just been told. But still, that shows that
quality with the ball at your
quality
feet.
With the ball at his feet, but he's used to a hard surface, so maybe that's why he's slipping around.
Yeah, why not? We'll go with that.
A smaller ball and
surface is pretty hard at the moment, probably.
Very true.
Because
yeah.
It is, if it's not completely frozen over, it will be pretty shortly after full time, I can imagine. Nice little layoff on the edge of the area. Shot from range. Doesn't trouble Lewis Noyce as it drills into the advertising boards. Behind the goal, 7 minutes left plus stoppages for Tottenham to try and find their way back into this game.
Do you reckon we could pitch to the board some AFC Tottenham socks?
Only if they are the thickest socks you can imagine.
Like woolly socks.
Yes. Here's Olumiwa. Plays it to Griffin, who lays it off. Back to Olumiwa. Now they're trying to go through the centre of the park. Winchester cut it out once more, and now they've got an opportunity perhaps to attack down this right-hand side. Jordan Ngalo stands up the Winchester attacker, but he emerges with the ball, and then Jefford nicks it away. He's found Kasimu, tries to let it run, but his control hasn't been there. Kasimu nearly wins it back, but Winchester have a chance to come forward once more, and Smith goes to ground. I think he was looking for the free kick, but he got it.
Kasimu looks like he's struggling a little bit here. He just looking for that first touch. If he can control that ball, there's an opportunity to lay it off to players that were advancing for Tottenham. But just not to be for Kasimu tonight.
Yeah, that sharpness hasn't quite been there. Jefford cuts out the ball from the free kick, and Ngalo now tries to find Kasimu. He's laid that one off for Reggett. Reggett looks, I think, once more. I'm not sure whether he was ball into the box. Looking for someone to run onto, but there's no one there. Looked frustrated. And Philpott, I guess, just going to bounce the ball, take a little bit more time out of the game.
I think Brett Williams was about 15 yards away from that. I think that was the run that Reggett was looking to pick out. But each time the ball goes forward for Winchester, Tottenham are winning it back, which is going to give them some sort of heart.
Winchester once more trying to clear their lines. Jefford brings the ball down. Gets the ricochet off Feeney. Now Masterton goes to Olumiwa. Switches, goes back across to Medway. Jefford's right on this touchline on the halfway line. Winchester sitting in now, trying to force Tottenham to really try and piece them apart.
Yeah, the bus has been parked, I think.
And Ngalo has the ball at feet, trying to find an option out wide. But they're just playing it around at the moment, Tottenham. They're trying to work those spaces, see if they can find an opening somewhere. But at the moment, it hasn't fallen their way. Now Reggett loses out, but wins the throw in here on the near side.
Yeah, loud calls there for it to be a Winchester ball. But no, that definitely came off the Winchester player last.
Jefford in position to take the throw. Goes short to Reggett. Reggett on the edge of the area. Finds Callum Bourne centrally. Picks his feet up. And it's deflected. But Philpott reacted quickly. Got down low very well and made the save.
He really does make those saves stick, does Philpott. Like, that will come from the futsal, playing, because that ball will be coming at him at such great pace. But he really does collect balls that he had absolutely no right to stick. It's unbelievable.
Jefford playing one forward for Reggett. He's got the defender in his sights, chops back inside, and now switches, goes down the outside, tries to get the ball in, appeals for the free kick. But nothing doing by the sounds of the Winchester fans behind the goal. And it's going to be a goal kick to the home side.
Chance after chance to get that ball into the box, and it's just not happening for Totten. And it looks like they're going to fall to an away defeat.
Yeah, maybe the postponement against Scholing just kind of broke their rhythm a little bit. Maybe it's playing on the Friday night rather than on the Saturday as they're used to. But whatever it is, Totten have not been close to their best, and Winchester have really taken advantage of that. It's a fixture that hasn't really produced the easiest results for Totten. Winchester coming out, haven't lost against Totten for a good few meetings now.
Yeah, and that will be of frustration to Dan Sackman and his team.
As a free kick is given for a foul by Kasimu. You're going to get ready to do your post-game interviews?
I will, yeah. I'm going to see if I can jump the fence. I haven't warned people, so I will just pop the high-vis on.
If anything, it's an extra layer. I mean, the flimsiest layer imaginable, but technically it's an extra layer. Philpott takes the free kick, puts it long downfield for Malambo, who, despite Winchester having scored three today, hasn't found himself on the score sheet. Griffin tries to drive forward, but it's cut out by Winchester. 2 minutes plus stoppages now.
Yeah, and they're just going to look to run the clock down as much as they possibly can, aren't they?